All right, well, let's get started. That was like the best 3-hour dinner I've ever had. So, I just want to share that up. I just want to share that up front. How many of you guys have done a womb regression before? Who's done one? Okay. So
I've done womb regressions for others, but not for myself.
Awesome. Okay, gotta stay awake. So here's the lady I learned this from. Her name is Bryn Blankenship. If you have a pen and you like want to look into her book, it's really small. It's this small, and I read it on a whole airplane ride. And by the time I got out of there, my wife looked at me and she saw me like glowing. My eyes were really big, and she's like, "Whatever you're doing. What are you doing?" I said, "I just finished a book, and I need to look into like getting certified and doing this." So she wrote a book called Limitless Soul, and her name is Bryn Blankenship. And so she personally mentored me, and she was also mentored by David Wise. Is it David Wise?
Brian Wise.
He was like a really famous hypnotherapist. Oh. Anyway, she said something really cool. I wanted to share this with you guys first.
Can you spell her name?
Bryn, B-R-Y-N-N, and then Blankenship. It's just a really good book. It's a page turner and it's really short, but it talks about different clients that she took to their past lives.
Blankenship.
B-L-A-N-K-I-N-S-H-I-P. And but one of the things that's really, like, even in the 10 years that I do my sessions for clients, one of the things that I tell people all the time is that I really feel like in this world, we have like an identity crisis. You know, we don't know who we are. Like, you know, and so in that search and in that pursuit of those three words of who am I, my favorite thing to do is to bring someone back to the womb, because it's so amazing how inside the womb you already knew what you're doing here, like why you're here, why you chose your family, and things like that. I was just talking to a few people at the 3-hour dinner, and I was like, it's so interesting how our conscious brain wants comfort, but our soul or our subconscious wants growth. So that's why we choose these different lives, but then and why we choose certain parents, you know. Kwaku said something very wise once his podcast. He said, it takes away the victim mentality. Reincarnation does. Like, if you really think about it, there's no victim here because you chose a certain life, you know? And anyway, here's what she wrote once. She said, "Womb regression reveals how your wise soul selects a karmic family dynamic to foster soul growth." So womb regression reveals how your wise soul selects a karmic family dynamic to foster soul growth. She also said that, I kind of like these quotes. If you kind of want to just kind of, if any of these quotes kind of catch your attention, maybe you want to write some notes on it. But I love these little quotes here. It says, "Before the first breath, your soul breathes with intention, selecting the milieu, the lessons, the context in which you will incarnate." Another quote here is, "The womb is not just a vessel of biology. It's a sacred boundary between spiritual choosing and physical becoming. What you plan before birth shapes your deepest yearnings, your recurring family themes, even the unspoken alliances you carry in the body." So what we're going to do is, so one thing that's kind of interesting about hypnotherapy is that we're used to usually showcase kind of like hypnotherapy, you know, where like you see someone, it's like, "I'm going to make someone talk like a chicken," you know, and then you see them do that. The scary part of it is they say something like, "I don't remember what I just did," you know, like most people like have this amnesia, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's not what we're doing today, because that's kind of a mockery technically of hypnotherapy. So what we're really doing is you actually hypnotize yourself. So I'm not hypnotizing anyone here. And if you guys want to like move your hands or move your arms, you can do that. If you need to go to the bathroom, you can go to the bathroom and come back. So everyone will be conscious, but we're going into what they call like a theta state, which is when you're watching TV or you're driving in the car. How many of you guys have driven your car and then you're like, you all of a sudden you're there at your location. You're like, "I don't even remember driving." Like, right? I've done that. That's the state you're going into. It's just a very calm, relaxed state, you know? And so we're all used to it. Technically, we do it every single day. We go into theta states multiple times. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through basically a guided meditation. Everyone's going to just close their eyes. We may turn off the light to take some glare off. And then there's some important questions. If everyone wants to turn to their questions real quick, And the cool thing is we're going to get these questions answered.
Oh, wait a minute. And read it in the
dark. Oh, sorry. Someone's going to turn on the light. Who needs one?
I need one.
Okay.
Oh, she wasn't here last time.
Look in that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I'll give you guys.
Do you need a pen, Jesse?
Everyone who is unprepared gets a D today.
Susan, do you have a pen?
You don't scare a pigeon with a...
Susan, do you have a pen?
No.
Come on.
I have one. I have lots of pens.
So just look at those questions, but what we're going to do is afterwards, you'll probably have a very, very good memory of you answering this in your mind. Okay, so when I get you guys to the womb, I'll be asking these questions. You guys should not be, no one should be writing during that time, right? Everyone's just answering the question in your head. And all you guys will have a great time remembering it. So that way when we're done, I'm just going to put on some music and let you guys write what you guys remember. Okay? Does that make sense, everyone? Everyone give me a thumbs up? Make sense?
Okay. Two pages of questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll remember all of it. Yeah, for sure. Because I'm going to program your bodies. Oh, nice. Let's see. Who's got an extra pen?
Joshua
anybody?
Does.
Oh, yeah, I have more pens. But I'm probably not going to get up again.
Okay.
Just because it's a lot.
Close. Okay, so... and then afterwards, once we get some... if you guys want to share any thoughts from your... Oh, that's interesting, or this is interesting that you found in the regression, we'll just share a little bit afterwards. And then we'll end again with the... with the Our Father in Aramaic prayer again. That's, I think it's a really great prayer. All right, so let's do it. So we can just turn off the lights now.
Okay.
Turn off your cell phones if you have a cell phone. Just make sure.
You don't want any distractions at all.
There's a game on, Tyler.
Especially you.
Well, nobody's going to call you here because there's no service.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So look up at the ceiling now and find a point. Focus on that point, giving yourself permission to become more deeply relaxed. Notice your eyelids beginning to blink, growing heavier with each breath. Heavier and heavier, blinking and growing heavier. It's as if there are tiny little weights on your eyelids that are weighing them down. So comfortable, just allowing them to close now. As they close, allowing yourself to be guided within to a deeper, calmer place. A place of deeper wisdom, deep inside of you now. Tuning in to your natural ability to relax your body and mind as you go deeper within now. Your conscious mind can listen in, or it can rest now. As my voice is guiding you deeper within to where positive change happens for you. Any sounds besides my voice are unimportant, letting you relax even more, knowing that everything is being taken care of. So you can just let go now. Now just let your awareness wander down through your body to your feet. Feel the relaxation in your toes growing as it moves not through your heels, deepening and comforting you. Now just allow that sensation of comfort and well-being to flow through your ankles, calves, and into the legs as every breath takes you deeper now. The body relaxing as your mind now opens to positive thoughts for positive change. This sense of well-being moving up through your legs, into your hips, as you feel comfort and calmness deepening within, flowing steadily and powerfully up into your stomach and lower back, taking you to deeper down now. As your awareness moves to the center of your stomach, take a deep breath, drawing any tension of stress from this part of your body as you exhale and release. Just feel yourself releasing any and all tension and stress. Repeating this a couple of times as you are now releasing any stressful thoughts or feelings from the present or even the past, and breathing them out and letting them go. As your breathing now finds its own natural rhythm, every breath allows you to relax and let go even more, creating a sense of harmony and balance within you as the conscious and unconscious join together like a wonderful energy that connects with your body, taking you deeper and deeper as it does. This continues moving up through your chest and back, flowing in and around your heart like a beautiful cleansing feeling, freeing your heart from any sadness or hurts from the present, or even the past that you've carried inside. Your heart is open now, your spirit shining brighter, feeling peaceful within. Drifting even deeper now, as your subconscious mind knowingly locates and releases any stressful or negative thoughts or emotions that were keeping you from being happy, healthy, and at peace in your life, feeling lighter as they are being carried away now. This comforting relaxation flowing into your shoulders now, relaxing and releasing as it moves all the way down through the back, flowing down your arms and out through your fingertips. Your neck muscles now releasing as you feel your mind and body moving into these deeper levels of relaxation, calmness, and peace, drifting deeper and deeper. This peaceful, dreamy calmness flows through your jaw, cheeks, eyelids, scalp, and into the deeper realms of the mind, melting away any tension and bringing with it a sense of clarity as your mind and body are deeply and completely relaxed, moving into these deeper realms. Each time that I say to you, deeper within, you'll find yourself going easily, calmly, naturally to this depth, or even deeper, and the mind and body so very relaxed and tuned in to the deeper wisdom within you, letting go more and more. Drifting deeper now, allowing yourself to drift to that place, your own special place, that only you can get to, deep within, where you're open, ready, and able to explore the deeper wisdom within yourself. In a moment, I am now going to ask you to open your eyes, and when I say the words deeper within, just close your eyes, going twice as deep. Eyes open. Deeper within, going twice as deep. Eyes open. Deeper within, going even deeper, rediscovering those wonderful levels of relaxation. Eyes open. Deeper within, drifting all the way down now. As I energetically touch your shoulder, you'll feel yourself relaxing even deeper. As I energetically touch your forehead, you'll feel your mind relaxing and opening to new realizations that will assist you with creating new habits for positive change. Mind and body now connected and working together, synchronizing so that all parts are working harmoniously, allowing you to find peace within. Imagine now a ball of loving light moving from your head down into your chest. This loving light is opening your heart center as it moves into your chest, bringing with it a loving reassurance that all is okay. Feel this energy moving all the way through your body, helping to deepen you even more, feeling safe and secure now. Breathe it in as it continues moving all the way through your body, enveloping you with its loving embrace, feeling safe and secure. And with each number I count, feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. Relaxation and comfort moving through your entire body, creating you in this beautiful, loving light. 10, 9, 8. The body resting more deeply, the mind getting lighter, and you have everything you need within you now. Again, as I energetically touch your forehead, feel yourself opening this channel to the guidance that lies within you, trusting in your own ability to access this wisdom within as we ask your guides to help you to do this. 7, 6, 5, and as I energetically touch your shoulder, you'll feel your heart center opening even more now. Heart and head working together. And the less you try, the easier it comes. 4, 3, drifting doubly deep and even more deeply relaxed as you feel that loving light around you, like a bubble keeping you safe and secure, cradled in this loving light, taking you deep within, in touch with the deeper part of yourself, where you'll find insight and understanding. 2, 1. Your body may feel heavy, or it may feel light. It may be perfectly still, or you may notice subtle movement. It really doesn't matter. As you continue to relax, you can just slow down a little bit. And as we go along, slowing down a little bit more and a little bit more. This beautiful loving light moving through you is clearing your aura now, releasing anything from your energy field that's been dimming your light and helping you to connect the deeper part of yourself. All clear now. Doubly deep and even more deeply relaxed as you feel that light around you like a bubble, keeping you safe and secure, cradled in this loving light, like a bubble that can travel through time and space. As you're drifting further back and deeper down as we go along, and in time, your own time, your higher self revealing to you memories of other times and other places, awakening a sense of profound knowing from within, bringing insight and new understanding. Just imagine a stream of consciousness, like a timeline that runs through your current life and continues on through your soul's history. A flowing stream of consciousness that runs through your time, and as we go along and you're drifting deeper down, further back, naturally connecting with that flowing stream of your soul's consciousness, you'll be able to explore significant points along the way. Now let that white light carry you through a time along your timeline through happy times and happy memories, moving you to a happy time when you were in your 20s. Allow that memory to come, fully into your awareness, very clearly now. You may see it, feel it, or just know it as it comes. You're there now. How old are you? What's happening? Where are you? What are you doing? Who's there with you? Just notice what you notice and just feel what you feel. Now moving back to your timeline, bringing all the good feelings that you have experienced, and just releasing the rest. Moving deeper down and further back as you move to a memory of a happy time as a teenager. Allow that memory to come fully into your awareness, very clearly now. You may see it, feel it, or just know it as it comes. You're there now. How old are you? What's happening? Where are you? And what are you doing? You can answer these in your mind as you listen to these questions. Who's there with you? Just notice what you notice and feel what you feel. Now moving back to your timeline, bringing all those good feelings with you and just releasing the rest. Continuing to move deeper down and further back to an earlier memory of a happy time where you were very, very young. Allow that memory to come fully into your awareness, very clearly now. You may see it, feel it, or just know it as it comes. You're there now. How old are you? What's happening? Where are you? What are you doing? Who's there with you? Just notice what you notice and just feel what you feel. Now bring all the good feelings you experience with you and just release the rest as you're moving back to your timeline. Now let that light take you even further back to an even younger time when you were in your developing body before your birth, to that special time in the womb when you are preparing to be born. To that time just before birth. Allow that memory to come fully into your awareness. You may see it, feel it, or just know it as it comes. You're there now. Just notice what you notice and feel what you feel. Feel free to answer these questions in your mind as you continue to stay in your mother's womb. How does it feel to be in your mother's womb? Is it cramped? Or is there room to move around? Can you feel your mother's heartbeat? Do you have a sense of your mother's presence? How does your mom feel about being pregnant? Do you have a sense of your father's presence? How does your dad feel about the pregnancy? Take a deep breath in, deeper within. Take another deep breath, deeper within. Why did you choose these parents? Why did you choose this family? Why did you choose this time in history? What do you notice about your body? How do you spend your time waiting to be born? Do you stay in the body, or do you come and go? And if you come and go, where do you go? What are you coming here to do? What's your purpose? How will this body help you with that you are coming to do? How do you feel about the life you are coming to live? How much energy did you bring with you this time? A lot? A little? Is it enough? Can it be renegotiated at this time? How are you best suited to help others? Is there anything else you need to know or understand? Just take a moment and spend some time with your mom. And just notice what you notice. And slowly beginning to come back now, traveling back through time, bringing with you all that is important for you to remember, the insights and understand skills, abilities that will serve you in this current life. Just release anything you no longer need. Returning to the clear recall of your current mind and body with complete awareness and understanding of your experience. And when I count from 1 to 5, you'll awaken feeling wonderful, feeling better than before. You will be wide awake, clear-headed, refreshed, and experience a sense of peacefulness within you as you emerge from your journey. One, coming back now, grounding and reconnecting. Two, back into the room. Three, feeling your body. Four, fully back into your body. Five, awakening fully, feeling refreshed, and feeling great. Okay, guys, just take your time. There's no rush. And whenever you feel ready to, just you can open up your pamphlet, that section, and we'll just take a few minutes and just answer the questions. I said something in there to kind of say that you're remembering everything that you witnessed. And then we'll just put on the light a little bit, and we'll just listen to some music here.